State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity from Michigan Radio. I'm Dustin Dwyer. And you are listening to our new online segment we call Outtakes. We at State of Opportunity do a lot of interviews. We gather a lot of tape. And much of it never gets aired. Lately, I've been thinking about an interview I did just over a year ago with libertarian author and scholar Charles Murray. I've been thinking about it because of headlines about how the government shutdown has affected or may affect programs that help kids. Programs like Head Start, like WIC, like food stamps. Even before the shutdown happened, these programs were facing funding cuts under the sequester. And from one perspective, it seems like, how can anyone in good conscience cut programs that literally feed and educate kids in poverty? Charles Murray represents another perspective. In our interview last year, Murray told me he believes government programs to help kids get in the way of natural economic incentives. And in this unaired outtake, he acknowledged one difficult truth about holding that view.
One of the hardest things about the problem of children is that nobody wants to see children hurt. And so therefore, no one wants policies which they fear will create more immediate suffering today among children. Very natural phenomenon. If you are also in a position where you can look back historically and say, guess what? We have a lot more human suffering and human needs among the generation of children being born now in this vastly richer country than we did 50 years ago in terms of children being raised in ways which would help them flourish. If you come to grips with that, then you have to start thinking about how do we end up in the long run with fewer children suffering. And what drives people nuts is the answer to that question may be changes in society which will cause increases in the short term. I don't believe that to be essential, but I don't think you can advocate the kinds of changes I advocate without understanding that it is a possibility.
That things will get worse for kids.
For the short term. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that's essential, but I think you have to recognize a possibility.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.